Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. A Northwestern University report finds a significant drop in shootings around Chicago, and the researchers point to a local initiative as a key driver. The Peacekeepers program deploys people from communities impacted by gun violence to help mediate conflicts and offers them workforce training. The Northwestern report found that shootings declined in these areas by 31% from 2023 to 2024. The program serves 27 communities in the city and 8 in the suburbs. U.S. Senator Dick Durbin still has not announced whether he's running for re-election, but some Democrats who could replace him are preparing anyway. The Democratic Party is trying to figure out who is running for what, and a retirement at the top of the ticket, like Durbin's, could create a ripple effect of vacancies in lower offices. If Durbin retires, Congressman Raja Krishnamoorthy could run for the seat. But he said that's not why he was working the room at the Cook County Democrats pre-slating event.
There's nothing more important right now than coming together and making sure that we stand up to Donald Trump.
Krishnamoorthy says that he's not trying to rush Durbin.
You know, he's just been one of our greatest senators. I think that we'll learn shortly what he wants to do.
Krishnamoorthy worked the room before Lieutenant Governor Juliana Stratton got there. She could also run. Congresswoman Lauren Underwood and Robin Kelly are also interested. Northwestern University students and faculty are demanding their leaders defend the campus against President Trump's attacks. Northwestern's leaders first tried to cooperate with Trump, but federal officials still decided last week to withhold nearly $800 million in funding from the school. PhD student Michael Bez told a crowd yesterday Northwestern needs to change its tact.
A university that concedes to moral and intellectual bankruptcy is left without nothing to defend. A university that cannot accommodate boldness and courage in its scholars is no university at all. We're asking the university to save itself.
Students and faculty are calling on Northwestern to protect international students and diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. A social services agency in suburban Bridgeview has now expanded to serve sexual assault survivors in the Arab community. Arab American Family Services is now a certified crisis center. That means it can offer 24/7 crisis intervention, legal and medical advocacy, and trauma-informed counseling to survivors. Co-founder Aitadel Shalabi says that there have been significant cultural barriers to helping such survivors, like language.
People said, well, work with other organizations in the area, but they didn't have Arabic-speaking staff. And so even if I was going to refer to another center, they wouldn't be able to help her either.
The Illinois Coalition Against Sexual Assault gave the designation to Arab American Family Services after 3 years of training and technical assistance. Some more things you should know today. A U.S. service member from Joliet will be laid to rest today. Staff Sergeant Jose Duenas, Jr., was one of four soldiers killed in a training accident in Lithuania last month. According to media reports, his funeral will be held this morning at Word of Life Church in Crest Hill. The funeral procession will begin at 9 a.m., and residents are being asked to line the route to show their support. Michigan officials have confirmed a new measles outbreak near Grand Rapids. That brings the number to 8 states with active outbreaks of the vaccine-preventable disease. Indiana is one of them. Pennsylvania, New Mexico, Kansas, Ohio, Oklahoma, and Texas also have active measles outbreaks. The Chicago Bulls offseason has begun sooner than expected after getting bounced from the NBA play-in tournament after just one game. The next step for the Bulls is the draft lottery on May 12th. They hold the 13th best odds to win the first pick. They'll also have to make decisions on guards Josh Giddey and Kobe White. Giddey is now a restricted free agent, and White has 1 year left on his deal. Today's weather, it's going to be cloudy, windy, and very warm. The high will be around 80 degrees. Tonight, we're expecting showers and thunderstorms with a low of 47. Tomorrow should be cloudy, and the high will be 55. And this Easter Sunday, there's a chance of rain with the high of 57. That's it for the show. If you like The Rundown, please rate and review us wherever you listen. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening, and have a great weekend.